Government to register all refugees under new documentation system. Malaysia is moving to formalize the registration of refugees through the Refugee Registration Document, DPP, a policy shift aimed at improving data accuracy and reducing reliance on the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. Utusan Malaysia reported that the Immigration Department expects the exercise to begin by January as part of efforts to create a verified national record of all refugees, including Rohingya communities. There may be more than what UNHCR has reported to us. The government has decided to carry out a complete re-registration of all refugees, including the Rohingya, and we have a direction after this registration, he said. He said only part of those detained have been verified as holding genuine UNHCR cards. Some of them have empty cards. When arrests are made, we verify with UNHCR whether the card is authentic. If the card is fake, they will be detained in immigration depots. If the card is genuine, we respect UNHCR and will release them, he added. Preparations at isolation centers are underway, with Home Minister Datuk Seri Saifuddin Nasution Ismail and Prime Minister, PM, Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim expected to outline the next steps once registration begins. Saifuddin previously said the DPP aims to produce more reliable data, as information sharing with UNHCR can be lengthy. The Home Ministry is in the process of appointing a vendor to build the system, with immigration offices nationwide expected to serve as registration points. Preliminary screening has started for 37,000 individuals to determine eligibility as asylum seekers. Saifuddin had also said the government is reviewing follow-up management, including security considerations, access to education and health services, and potential partnerships with private organizations and NGOs. Zakaria said depot capacity remains sufficient due to daily repatriations, with 21 facilities able to accommodate 21,530 detainees. As of now, 21,092 undocumented migrants are held nationwide. He added that reports of overcrowding reflect isolated locations, not the overall situation. Balantic may be full, but we have 20 other depots and each has capacity. If an arrest happens in Kedah, we can place them in depots outside the state. There is no issue because this falls under our authority, he said. Myanmar nationals remain the largest group in detention at 8,884 people, including 5,102 Rohingya, followed by Filipinos, 4,727, and Indonesians, 3,838. https://themalaysianreserve.com/2025/11/19/gov-to-register-all-refugees-under-new-documentation-system. www.zomipress.com